We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Well, Chase, 25th verse. Some theologians say that there was a gate in Jerusalem. The big gate that travelers and caravans pass through during the day. But at the last watch, theologians, some have said that the big gate closes and only the small little gate is left open. I don't know. I'm just telling you what some theologians' idea of it is. And if a caravan or a traveler came through and had his camel loaded down, his camel had to be stripped down and wiggle him through the gate and then reload his animal. And then there is another theory that Jesus is speaking of a mountain with a narrow pass that a wayfarer traveler would have to unload his beast and squeeze him through the passage and then reload his animal. Amen. I don't know. Because I be like the third theologian. He said that when Jesus spoke about something, it was usually because he was near it. You don't hear me? When he said that, I tell you that these lilies of the field are arrayed more better than Solomon, he was pointing to the roses. There's no scripture contest that says he pointed to a mountain or he pointed to a gate, because in Jesus' time, they had maybe 100 years before him, they had caravans and camels that come through. But there is one thing that makes this difficult and yet it's understandable. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The next idea is that, first of all, the Bible were written, some in Latin, some in Greek, and Jesus spoke in Arabic. Amen. Now, in Arabic, camel is gamala, G-A-M-L-A, which also means rope, beam, and camel. Amen. Now Jesus had said once upon a time that the Pharisees, oh, you vipers, you strain a gnat, but you swallow a camel. And that word, G-A-M-L-A, meant four-legged animal, which emphasized that they would strain such little trash in somebody else's eyes, but they would swallow a whole beast. And so, this text tonight would seem more feasible to think that Jesus was walking along the seashore. Amen. And being around fishermen, they no doubt had ropes in their uses to fish. And what he's saying tonight, it is more easier for a rope to be threaded through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to get to heaven. Now you know how a rope is fixed up. It's all tangled and twisted and wrapped. And you can unwrap a rope. Amen. And unwrap the piece that you unwrap till you get a piece like a piece of thread. That's how fine it is when you unwrap what's been wrapped. And that's what Jesus is talking about. This rich man that came to Jesus seeking how to inherit the kingdom. You know, we got a lot of people that want to go to heaven, but they don't want to. You don't have to pay the price because the price is already paid. But you got some commitment to make. You got some hills to climb, some valleys to go through to get to heaven tonight. Amen. You just can't join the church and think you're going to heaven. Amen. Treat people any kind of way, still doing anything, and think we'll go to heaven. Now I know that you cannot be a saint a angel overnight. Yes, sir. If that was the case, Paul wouldn't have said a babe in Christ. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Amen. Uh-huh. Any person, any nature of anything has to go through the baby stages first. Yeah. I don't think nobody here tonight was born grown. No. Born with eyeglasses on. No. Amen. I think you had to go through the baby stage. Yeah, yeah. And in the Christian life, we all got to go through the baby stages. Yes, that's why it's important to stay in church.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Amen. Not come join church today and don't see you the next Easter. All right. See, we went for Christmas. Easter's the next holiday. We don't worry about the Valentine's. Amen. We come back for Easter. But let me tell you, if the church is a chain put together, or a body put together, then when one member is missing, then a finger is missing. An eye is missing. Leg is missing. And you cannot function properly with one or two body parts missing. But you know one thing tonight? We need a personal commitment. I don't need somebody to meet me in Walmart and tell me, you ought to come to church. Amen. Because my mind is already on Jesus. Amen. And especially our young people, we need to be in church. A war is coming. A war between the flesh and the spirit. And people are doing everything and anything now. And after a while, you won't be able to go out your door. Amen. In some areas, it's already that bad. Because we left the church. We've gone our own way. But in this text tonight, this young man, this rich ruler, had met Jesus. Oh, he'd heard about him talking about the kingdom of God. You know, sometimes people hear things and draw crowds with it. They too want to invest in it. You don't hear me tonight. Because they don't know where it's going, but they want to invest in it. He had already had an inheritance, and he was very rich. But he wanted to be part of the kingdom. Let me tell you something tonight. Jesus said, if we're not born again, if you hadn't taken on a Christly personality, then it's not you can't even see the kingdom of God. That's why a lot of people come in church, Reverend. And when you talk about tithes and offering, they picking their nails, patting their feet, counting the ceiling tithe, counting the lights, and they turn around and count the people. Because they don't want to hear that. But let me tell you, on my way to heaven tonight, you can't drink just a little bit of it and leave the rest of it. You got to drink the whole Bible tonight. Amen. I don't care how many people you got on your side with you that shake their head and agree with you. It nevertheless makes it true. You don't hear me tonight. Amen. So this rich young ruler wanted to get to heaven. He wanted to inherit eternal life. And let me tell you something tonight. It doesn't matter what you say you don't do. Amen. That ain't gonna get you to heaven. You don't go to heaven for being good. You don't go to hell for being bad. The only reason you go to heaven is because Jesus has washed you in his blood. You don't hear me tonight. And when God looks at you, he don't see us like crimson no more. But he see us as white as snow. Can I get a witness tonight? Then you don't go to hell for being bad. But you go to hell because you missed the opportunity to say yes to the Lord. Can I get a witness tonight? Now this young ruler met Jesus. And he had a conversation with him. First of all, let me explain. He said, good master. But Jesus, scripture say, even though he died for our sins, he himself had no sin. So he did qualify to be called good. But because he was in the flesh, no flesh shall be justified. Or no flesh is right with God. Do you hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
So that's why Jesus said, there is none good but one. And that's God. Because God is a spirit. And he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Can I get a witness tonight? I'm finna let you go, but I want to tell you, look at what he told Jesus. Jesus said, thou know the rules. You know the commandments. Love the Lord. Honor your father and your mother. And while I'm on that tonight, children, please honor your father and your mama. Somebody say, well, I don't have a daddy, but still honor your mama. That your life may be long upon the earth that the Lord God giveth thee. You see, that's the first commandment with promise. Can I get a witness today? There's a lot of folks that live a long time, but you got two divisions there. You got one division that God is still trying to get to. And he keep them alive in hope of trying to change their ways. And they sit down and talk about how long they live. Yeah, because God is trying to keep you here.